Alan, this question is for you. If we have evolutionized, so to speak, as humans, why can't we communicate with other species?
We can. That's an excellent point. How many of you own a pet? Come on now. I'm a cat lover. And I think when you live with an animal, the longer you live, you go, oh my goodness, this cat suffers, this dog suffers, your cat thinks, this cat looks forward to things, it looks forward to playing catch with me. And it has a brain up there, it thinks, it feels, and we can communicate. It's amazing what, you ever gone to the circus? It's amazing what animals can learn. And chimpanzees can communicate in sign language, and gorillas, as a matter of fact, it's amazing what they can communicate and how sophisticated their brains are. It's estimated that the most intelligent animals, dolphins, parrots, and chimpanzees have an intelligence on par with a five-year-old child. You think how smart you were when you were five. So that actually is quite amazing. And their suffering. Think of their suffering. And their suffering before the evolution of man. It all points to a fundamental perversion of the universe to explain that. Perversion of the universe, and then having the animal suffering, we can communicate with them. We can see how we became, evolved from these animals. And by the way, if you talk about the Garden of Eden, have you ever thought what would happen if man had not sinned? And would the animals, have stopped reproducing once they filled up the whole earth? Would man have stopped reproducing? It's a lot of time to stop reproducing. We still would have cold at night. We still would have storms. Would there be no earthquakes? The earth, all the fundamental laws of the universe would have to have been drastically different for there to be no suffering or death before Adam's sin. So it doesn't point to that, it points to a drastic change when Satan sinned.
Right, the question was about communicating with animals. I think that the level of communication you have with animals is so vastly different than the level of communication you have with fellow humans. That's to be obvious to anybody. The grunts and groans and squeals of animals is so different than human speech, where we portray thoughts to each other over great distances. Also, monkeys particularly, if you look at, they say, humans and apes have a common ancestor. We've got a whole section of our brain called Broca's convolution that allows for us to speak. Monkeys don't have that. You'll never teach a monkey to speak. And by the way, the gorilla that learned all the sign language is simply a conditioned response. You make this symbol, I give you cookie. Yeah, that's not speech. That's not language. Okay, it's a conditioned response. That took somebody thousands and thousands of hours, probably half a million cookies, to get this accomplished. Okay? And when this gorilla dies, all that's going to go with it. This animal does not teach its children to do that. Humans do that. We teach our children. We build libraries. We build schools. We pass on accumulated information. No animal on the planet passes on accumulated information in the way that humans do. It's just the idea that speech evolved from grunts and groans of animals is just silly. Not possible. I disagree with the thought.